Dictation for Loretta, L-O-R-E-T-T-A, Cotter, C-O-T-T-E-R, July 22nd, 36. Address as a letter, Dr. Horsley, H-O-R-S-L-E-Y, 588-6194. Dear Dr. Horsley, telemedicine for Mrs. Cotter with the participation of son Kurt, K-U-R-T. Last visit, a month ago, we did kidney ultrasound. Right side, the normal size without obstruction. Left side, it is small, 8.2. No gross obstruction, no gross renal artery stenosis. Repeat chemistries, creatinine at 1.1. GFR 48 is stage 3, normal electrolyte acid base. Normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, elevated PTH 155. No gross anemia, normal cell count differential. Urine shows 100 of protein, trace of blood. There might have been some infection at that time, although apparently she was not symptomatic. Next paragraph. She denies hospital admission, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood melina, weight, appetite is stable. She's incontinent of urine, of stress when coughing, does not wear any kind of protection or padding. Minor edema up to the ankles, no ulcers, no discolor of the toes. She's not walking much. Complaining of potentially claudication symptoms triggered by walking. Again, no discolor of the toes. Denied chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea. Denied orthopnea PND. No syncope, no falls, no localized pain. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight bisoprolol, amlodipine. A month ago, we asked her to stop meloxicam, M-E-L-O-X-I-C-A-M, as well as all other anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, blood pressure 132/72, weight 196. She's an elderly lady, does not appear to be in respiratory distress, decreased hearing, but the speech is normal, no facial asymmetry. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3 with a recent acute change, likely from exposure to anti-inflammatory agents, stabilizing stage 3 without symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Next number, a small kidney on the left side, no documented renal artery stenosis based on the peak systolic velocity. However, she was a heavy smoker with extensive documented atherosclerosis, including aorta, peripheral vascular disease, and kidney arteries, carotids. At this moment, however, the kidney is too small, does not require invasive intervention, most likely is very fibrotic, and blood pressure remains well controlled on present treatment. For practical purpose, her body is functioning with one kidney. Recent urinary tract infection, low-level proteinuria, non-nephrotic range. Avoid anti-inflammatory agents. No indication for dialysis. Chemistry is on a regular basis. Plan to see her back on the next 4 to 6 months or early as needed. All questions answered. Prolonged visit.